358 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 326X American State Trials. Frank, Tuesday morning? I saw him Tuesday morning. He was up there on the fourth floor after the murder, on Tuesday, sometime between 9 and 11 o'clock. I said between 9 and 11, somewhere along there. Sometime between 9 and 11:30. Now, Jim Conley and Leo M. Frank were both on your floor between the same hours. I saw Mr. Frank and I saw Jim Conley. You know it because you had a conversation with Mr. Frank and you had a conversation with Jim Conley. Yes, I saw them both. And Conley says, and surely Conley couldn't have been put up to it by these men, even if they had wanted to suborn perjury, that when Frank came up there Tuesday morning before he was arrested, it was then that he came to him and leaned over and said, Jim, be a good boy. And then Jim, remembering the money and remembering the wealthy people in Brooklyn and the promises that Frank made, says, yes, I is. Tuesday morning, says Mrs. Carson, your witness, Jim Conley and Frank both were on that floor, and Jim was doing exactly what he said he was doing, sweeping. Now let's see. This old lady was very much interested. Now did you go on the office floor to see that blood? Listen at this. What blood? The blood right there by the dressing room. What dressing room? What blood are you talking about? She had seen it three or four times all over the factory. On the second floor? No, sir, she says. I never did see that spot. Never saw it at all? No, I didn't care to look at nothing like that. You don't care to look at nothing like that? No, sir, I don't. Now that's Mrs. Carson, the mother of Miss Rebecca. That's what she told you under oath when she was on the stand. Now let's see about perjury. Now mark you, I'm not getting up here and saying this generally without putting my finger on the specific instances. And I'm not nearly exhausting the record. You can follow it up. But I am just picking out a few instances. Here's what Mrs. Small says.